Welcome to Induction Vault, a production of iHeartRadio and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
We're getting ready to start. So if everybody else could sit down, stop schmoozing. Please take your seats. We're going to get started.
When Lauryn Hill inducted the Staple Singers in 1999, she emphasized the group's longevity and prowess to reinvent themselves, conquering a variety of musical styles for nearly a half century. She traces their journey from gospel warriors of the 50s to their message music in the 60s, through to becoming empowering soul singers of the 70s. Lauryn makes it clear that, for the Staple Singers, spirituality is as important to being, quote, fly and commercially acceptable. Pop Staples, patriarch and founder of the group, with his family behind him, speaks of one thing that guided him his whole life, his faith. The audience lights up with applause as he shares his promise to continue living as a child of God. Pops ends his speech with an inspirational message to everyone listening, a message that has been with him ever since his parents wouldn't let him listen to that devil blues music. He encourages viewers to follow their dreams and to never give up.
How you doing, everybody? usually I don't prepare a speech, but I had some really important things I wanted to say, and this was a special moment for me, so I prepared myself. And okay, I prepared myself. And I continue to prepare myself. Okay, here we are, I'm prepared. Okay. Few artists have achieved the longevity and excellence in three genres of music as have the Staple Singers. Over three decades, they have been a force to be reckoned with. In the 50s, they were post-war gospel warriors. In the 60s, they single-handedly invented a genre called soul folk, which was activist music and linked them immediately and directly to the civil rights movement. In the 70s, they turned to what Mavis Staples described as message music, songs such as Respect Yourself, you know them. I'll take you there and Come Go With Me were the embodiment of soul, soul liberating, soul inspiring, and soul empowering music. They are a group that has unmistakably proven that speaking of faith and spirituality and God is in accordance with being fly and commercially acceptable. I am extremely honored and delighted to induct the Staple Singers into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. God bless y'all. Woo!
After the break, we'll hear acceptance speeches from members of the Moody Blues on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault.
You want to say something, Pop?
Well, yeah,
little mate.
Oh, yeah. Because as you get a bit older as I am, you can't talk so loud. I'm happy and thankful, Script Boy, being inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Pop Staples with a staple. Hey, go ahead. Dad. I want to tell you something. There's not many men living today as well blessed as Pop. I'm telling you. I've been a Christian since I was a little boy, and I've been living it all my life. And I'm going to keep on living it. You can't stop me from living it. Care what you say, I'm going to keep on living it. Yeah. I've been blessed. Well, I say that for 44 years, I've been singing with my family. and we traveled all over the United States in an automobile for about 15 years before we started flying. Never was hurt. We're always looking not to be hurt. And I think that's a blessing. And I could say a whole lot more, but I just want to know that you to know that I'm a child of God.
All right, Bob.
And it'd be a good thing if you try to be a child of God. If you follow Him, you won't go wrong.
All right.
I'm going to say this and then we get on. I was a boy. I used to hear Robert Johnson, Blind Lemon, Blind Blake, and all of them playing them good blues. Oh, see, I love to hear those blues. But my daddy didn't want me to play no guitar. They all, back in those days, that was the devil music. And didn't want to play. And I had to slip and play, but I said to myself then when I was about 12 years old, that one of these days I'm going to play a guitar like that. So let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you what to do first. Let me say it. I'm going to say this. I want to say to all of you all out there, young and old, young and old, always hold on to your dream. Hold on to your dream. Thank you. I said back then, I said, one of these days, I'm going to play that guitar, and I'm going to be famous. And that was when I was 12 years old. And I started trying to play, didn't look like I was going to do anything. But I want to say to you, well, I say don't, never say it's too young or too old. I went from 12 to 72 years old before I got to make a record. And I went from 72 to 84 before I made that hit record and got a Grammy. Hey, I'm bad. Yeah. And whatever you do, don't give up. Don't hold on. Hold on to your dream. Don't give up, because
thanks for joining us on this week's episode of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault. For more on your favorite inductees, to shop inductee merch, or to plan your trip to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, visit rockhall.com. Plus, view the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Special on demand on HBO Max. Our executive producers are Noel Brown, Shelby Morrison, and Risa Gerke. Supervising producer is Taylor Shacoin. Research and archival assistance from Isabel Kiefer and Shannon Erb. Thanks again for joining us on this week's episode of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault. Induction Vault is a production of iHeartRadio and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.